Let's get it.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we live. You know, just want to talk about old school and new school music. Memory Lane. You know, as you know, we reported some time ago about the loss of Johnny Kemp, and we just trying to keep an update on things that's going on and with that, you know. It's like he strangely died, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you just want to know the truth, really, what's going on, you know what I'm saying? And then we got a lot of stuff. We got TMZ got some stuff. CNN got some stuff, you know. And they still got the cast on it, and he died mysteriously. What really happened, we don't really know. According to this article, it says the guy who sang the 80s party anthem just got paid. Died Thursday at the age of 55, originally from the Bahamas, Kemp died while vacationing in Jamaica. He was reportedly found prone on the beach of Montego Bay. It's unclear at this point what caused his death. Kemp released his biggest hit in 88. He reached 10. Number 10 on the Billboard charts and number 1 on the dance charts. She also got a Grammy nomination for Best R&B Song. Rip Johnny, it's Friday night. So, yeah, and tribute to him. Yeah, we are going to play his song, you know what I'm saying? We just going to first bust out with his first song, one of his other songs, Another Lover.
We've been together for quite body. We don't deal, we chill at a party. Keep a groove that's sensual, three-dimensional, unquestionable, beloved, and professional. Got a category, my own, and I'm the president. Don't be alarmed, but I'm showing up the resident. With my particular style, particular, extracurricular, smoother and trickier. Throwing on lyrics like a throw up a flapjack. You ever chicken me nugget, and I'm a big meat. Brainstorm soloist, having Coca-Cola with doing very well, because I took the right road to this brand. Maker, undertaker, wreck the breaker. Get up on the floor, do the heavy beat shaker. Started with a power, and I'ma end it with a bang, bang. We got a whole thing.
Just got paired. If you was on satellite radio in your car, I sure, if you grew up in the 80s and you was an 80s kid, this is what played every Friday night and it's still probably played on all radio stations across the nation. Jen, you got something to say?
Well, I just love that. You know, I just love that song because when I was little, I used to be getting it like, yes. You know, and when I hear it nowadays, you know, I'd be like, hey, you know, here it is, 2015, I'd still be getting it in. You know, you can't help but the move. You got to bust a move on that, you know, song. You know what I mean?
Right. I know, right?
Just make you feel that way, yes. I know I was looking up something with Bobby Christina, you know, because there's so much back and forth with her. You don't know what's what, you know, and what's really going on with her, but I did find something on her here. And it says, Dr. Yeager, who has never treated Bobby Christina, said the family should remain hopeful. In his experience, it can take patients 3 to 6 months to wake up after brain injury and NOSIC. I don't even know what that is. Brain injury. Global lack of oxygen to the brain. I don't even know what it is. You know what I mean? It says global lack of oxygen to the brain. Age is also on her side. Yeager explained that someone in their early 20s has a better chance of making a recovery. It says he went on to say, in the best of circumstances, what happens with this patient is that you expect the first thing to return is some respiratory function. The second thing to return is their eyes may open. They may not follow commands, but their eyes may open. The third thing is movement of the upper and the lower extremities. That is not to commands, but due to some type of stimulus. And then slowly, and God willing, they start following some commands. Yeager continued, once they start following commands, you commit them to a rehab center, which means they exercise the upper and lower extremities. Hopefully, they get the patient back up walking and sitting in a chair, and then ultimately, they work with them with the speech therapy to get them to talk again and understand the speech and learn how to get around and get by with their lives. Then it goes on, it says, learn how to feed themselves, and so on and so forth. It may take up to 2 years to get all of these things done. If Bobby Christina does wake up, she could face many more challenges, Yeager says. There is almost no chance of a patient waking up 100%, recovering, explaining that many wake up with sight, speech, or mobility problems. To expect a full recovery is absolutely not possible, he said. Family and friends continue to pray for Bobby Christina and hope for the best. Yes, that's what it says. It's really sad.
You know what? I got something similar to that, but it's on it's Inquisitor. And it reads like this. This is after a recent conflicting story regarding Bobby Christina, who remains in Atlanta area hospital. A renowned doctor spoke out on Monday about the young star's condition. While her father said she was awake.
But they moved her to a rehab.
Let me finish. While her father recently said she was awake, families on the Houston side said that her condition was not changed, seeing that both sides of the family may have been correct. Although he wasn't personally treating her, neurocritic care specialist Dr. Selvahashini Ramesh is certainly an expert in the medical condition of Bobby Christina currently faces. People report that Dr. Ramesh, an assistant professor of neurology at Augusta, Georgia Regents University, explained what reality starts up against, at least medically, and what her family, fans, and supporters should prepare for in the future. According to Sister Houston, Bobby Christina, maternal godmother, the reality star has sustained global and irreversible brain damage. Although most people understand that this condition is detrimental, Dr. Remus explains the injury in more detail, stating that all the boxes may be awake, as indicated by her father, Bobby Brown's surprise announcement at his Dallas, Texas concert. It doesn't mean that she is aware of her surroundings. So there's some where they saying that she could possibly woke, but she don't know nobody this moment, according to the Inquisitor.
Right.
So that's another update.
Yeah, because she suffered brain damage, so it's going to take a lot for her memory, I mean, her speech, her just getting around, like doing the life-to-life things that we do, like on a daily basis. It's going to, you know, to maybe even move her hands and stuff like that to feed herself, you know, is what they were saying. So, you know, sight problems, you know, may come into play with that. Mm-hmm. So even if her eyes is open, it may be possible that she may not even be able to see anybody, you know. So she's like a baby almost, having to learn all these things over again. You know, if she recovers, they say when she comes back, she may not, you know, fully come back with all the things she left with. You know what I mean? Like, she has to learn all those things over again. And they said it may take up to 2 years to, you know, to get all that back.
Well, you know what? Rightfully so. You know what I'm saying? If you actually really think about this on air, you know what I'm saying? That's very traumatizing. And how many people would be in agreement with that, that she would just know any and everything? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She's been through a traumatic experience, so we wouldn't expect her to have all this other stuff. But you know what? By the time it may, I'm actually doing Google Hangouts while I'm on air here, and I'm doing this live broadcast by video. And I just wanted to share this, you know, we on Blog Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying, location of Milwaukee East Side, You know, while we're on here, I'm actually going to talk about the weather as well, at least Milwaukee's part of it. See
well, you know, we all
are going to be. Actually, guys, it's 41 degrees Celsius Fahrenheit. Precipitation is 100%. Humidity is 56%. Winds 4 miles per hour. And they're talking about rain showers for today. And then tomorrow is supposed to rain. It's supposed to be 44. Sunday is supposed to be a little higher, 52 degrees, sunny. On Monday, 54 degrees, supposedly, partly cloudy. And then on Tuesday, 57 degrees. I ain't going to go through the whole forecast because guess what, y'all? I got to take y'all to another level that I don't know if you remember this one, Jen, but I got one with Busta Rhymes and Mystico.
Oh, see, you know, that's what I'm talking about.
It's going to go gangster real quick. Check this out.
All right.
Take it home.
Yeah, yeah. Fix that guitar shit.
With Naughty by Nature. on here later on, not today, but a different day, but, you know, some see what Trench used to do, you know what I'm saying?
Right. You talking about OPP?
Maybe. But
you
know
what OPP? Yeah, you know me. Hey, look, I was down with other people's property. For real.
We also know what that other piece stood for, too, so we don't go there.
What? See,
Yeah, property, right? Actually, property for real, Jennifer. Because we know we got kids on here, so we probably listen, so, you know, we just
keep it
real to a minimum. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
I was just saying, like, it's rain here. Like, supposedly, we're supposed to have rain. It's 56, the high, and then the low is 38. And I'm like, I haven't seen a raindrop yet. Not that I want to, but, you know. It looked like it was going to start. I didn't.
Honestly, I think it did do it here because I actually see some water outside right now, but I don't see a sprinkle.
Right. Yeah, it looked like it's coming. It looked like it's, you know, they might be a little right about the forecast. You know, their predictions be off sometimes, but then it looks like later on here, next week Saturday actually is supposed to be high of 71. I'm like, yes, yes. But in between, there's supposed to be like, what's that? I'm sorry.
I said, let's keep our fingers crossed with that one.
Right. But then, like, we got some good weather coming up. I mean, we got some steady, consistent weather. It looks like between that, it's supposed to be all 60s. Yeah, from today all the way up until, looks like Friday here. But Saturday's supposed to be 71. Then next week, Sunday, is supposed to drop back down a little bit to 68. So we got a consistency here going with the 60s. You know, when they say 60, it means about, I don't know, 69, 68.
That actually sounds pretty good. Hoping and praying that that we actually get some stuff like that, because, like, I mean, we need it. But then at the same time,
see, I've been good.
Yeah, well, you know how that goes. Weather does what it do.
Right.
And it's tripped up, to be honest, you know.
Oh, did you see, like, a couple of days ago? No, seriously. I went to the gas station here, and I knew it was a little cold. It was a little windy. I swear, there was snow. There was actual snow coming down. I was like, what? Did you see that? No, seriously, it was actual snow. I'm like, oh, my God. And it was, like, for maybe about, I don't know, about 30 minutes.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. How are we going to go from, how do they expect us to get better? Like, what is God doing up there?
I don't know. You better go up there and ask, because I ain't. I am not going to mess with that man's weather.
Hey, look, I ain't going to mess with the man. You know, I may talk a little something. I ain't going to, you know.
I was just going to say, you go right ahead, because I ain't, you know. It's already bad enough looking at it, you know what I'm saying?
Right. What is he saying? I mean, because, like, the week before, it was, like, in the 70s. Then it dropped down a little bit, and it was a little warm. And then snow? Like, really?
No, right.
How does that? I don't get it.
I don't know. It's really hard to explain, you know what I'm saying? I mean, being that it is Wisconsin, I guess subject to change anyway, so it's, like, really weird, dude. Like, seriously, it's, like, really weird.
Right. So unexpected.
I mean, I wouldn't even wish that on my own grandparents, to be honest with you. I'm serious.
We need to go somewhere sunny. Like,
yeah. In a couple months, I know I am. I'm planning to go somewhere.
You? We?
Yeah, you too. Yeah.
What? See, I see. Okay.
No, you
plan a trip without you.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's a lot of hope in the world, right? Yes, yes, yes. I mean, I actually kind of, oh, wow. I don't know what that is. That.
You know, I have, like, when the weather warms up a little bit, I have ants in my house. Seriously.
Really?
And I try to keep, like, food and stuff. Kids, oh, my God, they will feed the ants. Seriously. My kids had chicken strips and cookies, chocolate chip cookies all over the floor. I mean, not
crumbs.
You
need to be
like,
my mama, because I'll be eating, like, gravy trains. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm talking about these are whole crispy chicken strips on, are, seriously? And then, like, a whole chocolate chip cookie, not the crumb, but the whole, like, they took it, was like, I don't want this, eh, you know? But, like, we have ants around this time of year, and it's ants all on the ground. I'm like, you know what? You all are feeding the ants. They'll never go away, you know?
You know,
but
I want to say this. I don't mean to cut you, but I mean, I'm looking at this thing on TMZ about Bobby Christina, about her Oregon shutdown. Like,
okay.
I mean, you gotta really have your trust in God, man. People ain't gonna, if you get into a dilemma, I hate to say it, people will shut you out before the race is over.
Right.
I'm serious. They like her organ shutting down, a reliable pastor. At this point, it doesn't matter if Bobby Brown withdraws life support, she's dying. What kind of friends are they? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? Sometimes it takes situations like this to figure out who your friends are anyway, you know, and not that it would matter, you know, right now. But I'm just saying, like, well, it should, though. But I just feel sorry. I feel so bad for her because she's a person. She's a human being. You know, yeah, Whitney Houston is her mom and Bobby Brown is her dad. You know, she's still she's a human. You know, she's human first. I feel horrible.
Yeah, those people don't care about her being human. That's,
obviously,
you know, they
not.
Talk about everybody. You know what I mean? They talk about everybody. I would hate to be on TMZ. If one of them get messed up, I would hate to see what would happen.
You know, people just do stuff to keep their job rolling. You know, it's ridiculous. Even if you do got to cut somebody, you know, and say
right.
what you need to say. And that's ridiculous because... It's crazy. I just hope to God that, you know, his will be done in her life and that the family stop feuding. Because it seems like Whitney Houston's family and Bobby's family, you know, they're fighting. And that's what happens, like, when a person is near death or when a person passes away or really sick, the family, they go real crazy. I mean, we already fight as is, you know, but then, like, when something like this happens, everybody, I'm telling you, it gets real bad. They throw everybody under the bus. It's crazy. You know, and
yeah, man,
they need to take that time and energy and come together and let's pray to God. Let's come together and let's pray. And let's, you know, have, you know,
maybe,
a positive atmosphere. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's like when I read that, I was like, wow. I mean, I'm actually showing this on Google Hangouts. Like, This in itself is like bogus, and I like TMZ, but I don't really care for some of the stuff that they show from time to time. It's cool for some stuff, the other stuff is not, and I don't really care to, you know, listen to a lot of stuff, you know, but, I hear and don't hear with them, you know?
Right.
I mean, I like
yeah.
them, but I don't, you know, I'm not caught up in TMZ, even though it's a nice little program or whatever. No, Disney got something out. It said, my Disney doppelganger is Belly. Who is your Disney doppelganger? That's on Facebook.
Are you kidding
wow.
me?
Wow. You can't know her.
I don't even know what that means. What does that mean?
Beats me.
I should know with all the kids. I should know.
Well, I like your little Joyce Meyer thing you put up. That's
I put up some Joyce Meyer on your page.
Yeah. You put up Joyce Meyer. Something about wisdom, some prayer or something.
Oh, yeah. I like that. I have to share that with everybody. People always tell me, why do you flood my timeline? I'm like, what are you talking about? And I do, you know. But I stopped doing it because, you know, I can understand. I would be mad, too.
Boy, I can tell you some stuff, man. With your body. Yeah, I mean, right now I'm in the studio portion of this, and I'm looking at a lot of different stuff here, and I'm sitting up here thinking about the homework that I got to do in a couple of minutes. But you know, I just don't see us, you know, as a media entity, we don't. I mean, we didn't try to down these stars. They're going through too, man. They might be going through worse because they got that type of money. And then, like, let me show you. I'm gonna put something on screen here on YouTube. They got all this wild stuff about the Illuminati and stuff. It's like really ridiculous.
Oh, my God. I read so much about that stuff. They got
the thing on Illuminati's most hated. It looks like Bill Cosby is on there. They said Monique got blackballed from Hollywood. I don't know what that is. And then they said, why they helped Paul Walker fake his death. You see what I'm saying? That's some crazy stuff.
And who is that under? Is that under TMZ?
This is on YouTube.
YouTube.
I don't know. They always got some kind of stories on here. They got a lot of weird stuff that, you know, that I didn't know that Nicki Minaj went with Meek Mill.
You know, I don't know too much. I know she's a beautiful lady. I know I like some of her stuff. I didn't like her attitude at first, but I mean, for the most part, I like her. You know, I don't dig into a lot of stuff she's doing, though.
Right.
I don't know why. I mean, I just...
I think a lot of people at first didn't...
Yeah, because her attitude came off a little stank. But then, like, after a while, it's like, you know, you see that that's just... that's just how she is, you know. That's just a part of her personality. Maybe she just can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But she is a beautiful lady. They do talk about how, you know, her butt's fake and this, that, and the other. Who cares?
Her butt's fake.
Yeah, her butt's fake. She got this done and that done. Hey, look, if I had a lot of money and I was making money, you know, I'd get some things, too.
I don't think you could twerk like that and yourself be fake.
No, it is. It's her butt is fake. It's fake.
I don't think
that's
you can move
okay.
your muscles like that and just, you know, it'd be fake.
Well, they
I
have
really
this
don't.
Thing now. And I look up, well, you got to get one, you know, to know how they work it.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm just waiting for you to say
something. I think it's real.
No, it's actually
real.
Fake. No, seriously, it really is. I'm
not
making
fake,
this up.
Man.
I'm not like this.
On that video. On that video, you can't move like that and just,
Okay, let's
That's
put it this way.
Believe
what you want, but it is fake. It really is. I mean, everybody knows
that.
She got that surgery. You know, and
thing.
I didn't know, but, no, she said it. She actually said it. I remember she, in one of her little raps, she said it. And I didn't even know who she was. She came out. She said something about her butt was fake and something else was fake. I really didn't care. You bought it. It's yours. It's real. It's like a weave. You know what I mean? Who cares? It's yours. But, and it looks good on her.
Man.
It looks good on her. I like it.
I mean, it's just the muscle control, dude.
It's on her body, so
play,
it's a part of her. Can you get up?
Some of your stuff don't move like that, you know. You got a lot of control to be doing that, though.
Well, so anyway, I looked at one of her old videos, and, you know, because I kind of didn't believe it was fake either. Yeah, it was her. She had no butt at first, and then she got it done. But anyway, I looked up something because I'm always looking up surgeries and stuff, and you can. Like,
well,
the healthiest butt – no, seriously, the healthiest butt surgery a woman can get is her own body fat. Like, say you got this gut that, you know, you're not a huge fan of. You can get that removed and have it rerouted to your buttocks. You know what I mean? And then
you know,
I looked at the surgery.
Make you a surgeon.
No, but I'm saying, like, it's healthier because it's your own body fat, you know, instead of all the implants and stuff that they put back there that's not good for our bodies. You know, it's your own butt, it's your own body, you know, your own body fat. I mean, so many surgeries out here that women are getting done, you know, and there's another one I'm not sure if I can talk to, you know, people.
Mm-hmm.